Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
Trying to find the real formula for Mississippi Magic is almost impossible. There's so many variables. The constants are family, friends, and faith. Someone once said you can gauge a wonderful life by the children you leave behind. If that be the case, then James Maury had a wonderful life. A life that ended earlier than the world wanted or expected. But nonetheless, a life that left behind a family of entertainers that live on today in the hearts of hundreds of millions of fans across the entire world. Who knew that a little kid born in a Mississippi hospital will leave a family behind that would spread the gospel of joy to the entire world? James Maury was the younger of two brothers, raised by parents whose unusual religion was foreign to most Mississippians. That formula, along with an incredible imagination, would lead to adulthood, marriage, and the birth of a family of entertainers that may never, ever be challenged again. We'll tell you about that right after this from our good friends at Divinity Equipment. Divinity wants to remind you that many end-of-the-year Divinity deals come with cashback offers and 0% financing. But don't forget about this. Just like one of the most popular rental services anywhere in central Mississippi, Divinity's like-new trade-ins from machinery to equipment from America's oldest Kubota dealer also offers great deals you've got to see. And to do that, it's as easy as clicking on DivinityEquipment.com. So if you're upgrading for your home site, your hunting camp, your business, come get a Divinity deal, a Divinity year-end deal. Highway 51 North in Madison and also in Jackson. They'll put a little holiday Mississippi magic to work on all your tasks for a long time to come. And now back to our Mississippi Magic podcast, the title, A Leap of Faith. James Maury's days as a youth in Mississippi were no different from most of us who grew up here. We played simple games. We took advantage of the idle time to explore the bays and bayous of Mississippi, depending on where you lived. We caught fireflies and set them free to mingle with the stars as a way of carrying our dreams to someplace beyond our youth. James' way of life received a welcome interruption with, as he described it, the biggest event of his adolescence. That event was when Dad brought home a television set. That expanded his dreams and brought a magical world inside the home and life of one James Maury. And it also kicked that imagination into high gear even more. An imagination that would ultimately give birth to an even larger family than he and his wife's five children. It was now the late 40s when one day his dad announced the company he worked for would be transferring him. And in the next 2 weeks, they would be leaving their children's birthplace in Mississippi for a job near the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. James Maury's life may have changed, but his dreams were still the same. He finished high school and enrolled in a nearby university in Maryland. As his friends back home in Mississippi kept in touch with the family, they sent him congratulations when James Maury graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree from that university. But they must have also taken note that the degree was, let's just say also, unconventional as that religion the family practiced. Well, the degree may have been odd to others, but not to James Maury, who never lost sight of the best way in designing his dreams for the future. By the way, you need to know that that dream, the idea, the inspiration for the births yet to come, were conceived in the living room before the flickering lights of that very same television set in a humble home in Mississippi. As time marched on, James Maury went on to take a wife, start a family, and oh, what a family it would be. As each new addition came to life, they were welcomed by the entire world as part of their own family, so much so that over the years, individually and collectively, they've become entertainment icons. And no father could have been more proud to know his hand was behind the creation of them all. A creation inspired by a simple TV show on the family's new television set, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. And sitting with legs crossed on that floor, mesmerized in front of the TV, would be a youngster destined to revolutionize the simple into the sensational. In that very home in Mississippi is where the idea was born. But it wasn't just any normal conception. Much like the unconventional religion the family practiced in Mississippi and the unconventional degree from the university, his creations to come had never been seen before. Maybe it was his father's work in genetic engineering of cotton in nearby Stoneville, Mississippi, that gave him the idea. For it was James Maury's leap of faith that gave eternal life to an unconventional hybrid between a puppet and a marionette. Once completed and brought to life, he pronounced as a Muppet. That's right, James Maury Henson. Jim Henson, born in Leland, Mississippi, with an imagination that continues to provide hundreds of millions of fans around the world with joy and laughter from a family of unconventional entertainers, from TV to live audiences to books, successful commercials, movies, and so much more. Those ideas that were rooted in a small Mississippi town began to take form in high school in Maryland. You see, Jim found a job at a TV station in high school creating puppets for a Saturday morning children's show. By the time he was a freshman at College Park, his creation of Sam and Friends was born. That premiere was for a budding future superstar that would become known as Kermit, and they found their way into hundreds of appearances for decades on the Today Show. As a matter of fact, here's the way it sounded in 1961 with the original host Dave Caraway, back when it all began.
Going now to two of the best people in the world, I think. They're Jim and Jane Henson, and they have two friends, or several, called marionettes, whom they bring to life. They're called Muppets because they're neither puppets nor marionettes, but kind of a combination. They invented them a while ago, and we're about to join them this morning, and I hope many more mornings, too. Once you see a treatment of, say, an old song like, "Yes, We Have No Bananas," you'll be a Muppet fan, too, I bet you. Here we go to Washington and Jim and Jane Henson.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Through it all, Jim Henson remained humble, seemingly comfortable taking a back seat to the popularity of his family of stars, even though everyone knew he had a major hand in their success. His contributions to bringing a bit of joy to hundreds of millions around the world is impossible to put in words. From Kermit to Miss Piggy, Bert, Ernie, Cookie Monster, Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, Grover, Mr. Snuffleupagus, and more. They live on, destined for the childhood of generations to come. We learned from Sesame Street. We shivered a bit from Yoda in The Empire Strikes Back. We laughed as the Muppet movies made us forget the world outside. We even joined in on radio as Jim Henson's family of entertainers became so unavoidably popular, they invaded the Billboard charts.
Oh, Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo, 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 dee, oh.
And then came the time when the rainbow began to fade much too early. It was May 4th, 1990. Jim had accepted an invitation to promote one of the Muppets' latest productions on the Arsenio Hall Show. He wasn't feeling well, but he made the appearance anyway. You remember that unconventional religion? Certainly unconventional for one practiced in the Mississippi Delta. It was Christian Science, which believes that health issues are best cured by prayer. Now, it is noted that Jim Henson notified the church some 15 years before that he was no longer a practicing member. But many believe that his neglect of taking care of a stubborn cold without medication was just another leap of faith. After growing worse each day, Jim Henson finally agreed to call a taxi to take him to the emergency room where, to the shock of the entire world, he died unexpectedly just 20 hours later of pneumonia. But what that Mississippi-born kid created in life will never die. His family of entertainers that began with that unassuming frog in Leland were given life by Jim Henson, and those voices will continue for generations to come. And if you're ever driving by Deer Creek in Leland, Mississippi, and come about a simple sign that alerts you to the Jim Henson exhibit, stop in. It's where it all started when Kermit the Frog was just a tadpole. The museum is small. The artifacts are not voluminous. The amount of time it takes to view will be minimal. But the feeling you'll get in the birthplace of Muppet Mania will be one that maybe only Kermit himself can explain.
We know that it's probably magic.
That's right, magic. Mississippi magic. Oh, one more unconventional bit of unfinished business. That degree that Jim Henson received upon graduation from college, well, that was a degree in home economics. Jim Henson of Mississippi had a dream, and he took a leap of faith to see it through. So now, whenever you see or hear the Muffets putting smiles on the faces of young and old, understand that within the very fabric of their existence, they were all brought to life by a bit of Mississippi magic.
Thank you, Kermit.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.